plate a potential nugget.
Just a couple of questions to wrap up, Mr. Bhatt. One is, I think if you had to be immodest about your trajectory and accomplishments, you know, I'm curious about people's principles and attitudes, which have, you know, helped them grow and achieve great things. So if you had to be really, if you had to look at yourself objectively, what about you, you think has enabled you to come this far? If you really look at your growth in SBI and your roles in boards, talk to us about some things that are close to your heart, which have helped you in this journey.
So one, I think, is that I have always had the drive to deliver on my role. Always I've had the drive. Whichever task has been given, somehow this has come up again and again in this conversation that I have not felt up to the task, and I have always looked for ways in which, and then usually I have delivered or over-delivered. That is one. The other is, this is one of the mantras which I used to use when I was leading State Bank of India, that everybody has a role, and if you do your role, fine, but what's so great about it? What is the plus in the role? So everybody must have a role plus. You have a role, and that plus you decide for yourself. It could be coaching a colleague, it could be getting a PhD, it could be instead of financing 100 cars, you finance 110 cars. You decide, but there has to be a plus in your role, and it is that plus that makes you different from others, and it is that plus which defines the direction and the quality of your growth, because different people will have a different plus. Some people may want to do yoga 1 hour every morning. It's fine with me, as long as there is a plus to it. So one is this, you know, things around drive, you know, that, you know, and this is coming not from a sense of achievement, but actually from a sense of duty, from a, you know, mera kaam hai, mujhe karna hai isko. It's not that maine kar liya. Mm-hmm. Not from that perspective, but you know, it's my job, it's my duty. It's being, I mean, I have to do that as
an obligation.
It's an obligation, duty, whatever it is. So that is one very strong drive that I've had everywhere. The other is that maybe this has, you know, built up over time, or because I work in a bank, which is a service industry. You know, many of the things that you do, it's really a great pleasure to work in a service industry or in a bank like that. I mean, you find that by doing things, you are making so many people happy, right? It may not happen in other manufacturing or if you are in a sales job or something like that.
You're touching lives directly.
Many people become aware of it. I became aware of it or things like that. But your colleagues, you can make them aware of it. So when I was in Guwahati, a circle CGM, I used to tell my people that, you know, when you are in a counter, clerk, say, for example, is a teller counter, and they say somebody has come to you to purchase a draft, right? It's a draft because it could be school admission, hospital, whatever it is, right? At that time, you are the most important person in the whole world for him. Not even God is important, you are important. And you are having a cup of tea, you are having a cigarette, you are chatting, what nonsense, right? But if you were to realize this, then suddenly, you know, your demeanor, your behavior, everything will change for you. Therefore, everything changes for him. And it becomes a, some kind of a beneficial circle all around it. So some of this joy in the job, so to say, maybe it is because it was the service sector. Also, when I was in school, the motto of my school was, in Hindi it was Uddamo hi para puja, you know, work is worship or service is worship or whatever it is. So partly it was maybe subconsciously instilled, partly because if I had got into IS, I wouldn't have thought like that. So some of these things I would say.
Got it. This piece reminds me of my experience as a search consultant. When I was at Egon Zehnder, we would always be told that as a search consultant, when you call a leader for an opportunity, it might be one of the 20 calls that you make during the day. But for that person, getting a call from you could be potentially life-changing. I remember one of my colleagues using a metaphor from Masai Mara in Kenya. He would say that for the lioness, thousands of wildebeests are hardly inseparable, and it doesn't make a difference. If she misses one, she could get the next one. But for the wildebeest, the lioness is the difference between life and death. Each lioness needs to be treated with respect. Just keeping that asymmetry in mind and putting the consumer front and center of your work is often critical, and sometimes can make all the difference in the way people perceive you, your brand, and your organization. Thank you for listening. For more insights on transitioning from an executive to a non-executive role and for becoming an effective board member, please visit playtopotential.com and look for the relevant playlists under the category of transitions. You might also find segments of conversations with Ravi Venkatesan, Vinita Bali, Vedika Bhandarkar, and Rama Bijapurkar thought-provoking in this context. This is your host Deepak Jayaraman here. To know more about the executive coaching and the transition advisory work I do, please visit transitioninsight.com.